Tonight, my life will be revolutionized by the Holy Spirit revealing the seal of dominion. Come on, pray about that. Revealing the seal of dominion. My life will be revolutionized by the Holy Spirit revealing the seal of dominion. Pray about that. That you be sealed with dominion over everything, every situation. That's the Lord's desire for you. Seal of dominion. The seal of dominion. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Now, in this next apostolic seal, there's a word I want to make you aware of. I don't think we're aware of this word enough. It's the word encounter. With a definition of coming into closer and closer proximity to God. I mean, getting in the radar of the Spirit, that it mean more to you than anything else and anybody else. And so you have to have, when Saul was on Damascus Road, and he's knocked off his beast, he had an encounter. Closeness with God. And out of encounters come revelation. Out of revelation comes manifestation and demonstration. So tonight my encounter with God will expand to unmeasurable levels. Go ahead, pray about it. Unmeasurable levels. My encounter with God will expand to unmeasurable levels. Thank you, Lord. Unmeasurable levels in the Spirit. I go to unmeasurable levels in the Spirit. In Jesus' name. And let's pray about this, this seal. Evil darkness will bow everywhere I go because of my life, because of the life of light in me. Let me give you that one again. Evil darkness will bow everywhere I go because of the life of light in me. Let's pray about that a minute. Light of life on the inside of me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed and give thanks. You may be seated. Pray and give thanks. And now we're ready to receive. That's right? Shake your Bible, Edmund. Let me see the Bible. Shake your Bible. Every now and then, shake your Bible. Praise God. I'll see it. Some of y'all too late to shake your Bible. Jesus. All I actually do is shake your Bible. That's all I. My God. I didn't ask you for $1 million. Just say, shake your Bible. Matthew chapter 16. Now, we're in the time. I've tried to invite this church. I did the best I could. But we're in these times now that we need to hear clearly. We need to understand what we're doing. We need not just to be a church member. There's some things we need to know. And I'm so sorry for those who are not here, because the revelation that's going to come forth tonight is going to put you so many miles up the road ahead of them. He who live by opinion cannot live in dominion. Dominion will call for revelation, and revelation produces light. Mysteries are unlocked by revelation. Instruction are given that Satan cannot understand. Did you get that? I hope you did, because I can't repeat it. All right? But revelation, light, keys, dominion. Dominion. Now, let me give you some insight about dominion. Dominion is supreme authority. It in the spirit world, it works in the realm of sovereignty. There's nothing above it. The Father meant for you to live like that. Dominion means ownership, possession. The position of being in rank, power, or influence. Rank, power, or influence. Now, the scripture is going to open some things up to us tonight that you have to know, understand. That's why I give you the definition of dominion. Unlocking mysteries, unlocking divine instruction from God. You need all of this in these times we live in to stay on top. Yes, sir. How many of y'all are willing to stay on top? Yes, yeah, you cannot stay on top by intellect, psychology, Scientology. You're going to have revelation from the Holy Spirit of how to make your next step. Every step now is a dangerous step. Every decision is a dangerous decision. You got to know who you're dealing with. You got to have discernment now, because Satan camouflaged himself, turned himself into an angel of light. And the Bible says in the last days, seducing spirit will be moving around. And so the church, we have to know what we're doing, all right? So, you know, they asked the question in Matthew 16, and Peter got a revelation on it. And I want you to hear, I got to go slow. That's why I put this chair out here. Charles told me many years ago, I might slow down some if I sit down. So I got it here in case I need help. If I start running off, I'm going to sit down. In Matthew 16, Peter got a revelation when the other person was guessing. Now, another thing you might make note about tonight. You can't guess about life no more. Amen. All right? You can't take a chance. You got to know what you're doing. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah, this is a dangerous time, and the Lord told me, feed my sheep. And I'm going to feed you. That's why I want you to be here Sunday and Monday. I want to feed you some things. All right. Now, when the question was asked in the 16th verse, I'm not going to read it all, and Simon Peter answered, because the Lord asked, who do men say I am? Said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The 17th verse, you there? Yes, now watch what happened. You got to listen, because I'm about to tell you something that you don't know. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bojana, for flesh and blood has not what?
Revealed.
Has not what?
Revealed.
Has not what?
Revealed.
Revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. So it's something revealed from heaven, isn't it? Right? You know, you always need something revealed from heaven if you're going to stay on top of things. All right, now watch what it says next now. And I say unto thee, verse 18, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, upon this revelation, I will build what?
My church.
What?
My church.
I will build what?
My church.
My church. And what he said after that? And the gates of hell. You're part of the church, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, this next verse is very important, because when I tell you what we're talking about and what we're going to dig into tonight, it will change your life right on the spot. Your life will be changed right in your seat tonight. I said your life will be changed right in your seat tonight. All right. And I will give unto thee the keys, plural, of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Did you see that? Huh? And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, sister, brother, don't miss this, what I'm about to tell you. In those texts, the Holy Spirit reveals my church. Jesus was talking about the church belonging to him. My church. Now, listen, children. Your key.
All right. Come on, Dad.
My church. Your key. Look at what he said. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever you bind on earth, be bound, and whatever you lose, whatever you bind. It means that you're in authority, right? My church, your keys. Now, the key is not a piece of steel or metal like you have for your house, or a copper key. The key is a form of revelation that produces light on a spiritual blessing. There's a key to healing. There are keys to prosperity. There are keys to joy. There are victory keys. There are more than conqueror keys. But they all come by revelation. Revelation produces light. John Gospel chapter 1. John Gospel chapter 1. Now, you see one of your brothers or sisters, you sit with them next on Sunday, and you ask them, say, you know, well, what that mean about them keys? They will not have no idea. They will not have no idea. See, those keys in the spirit realm, when you get a revelation, it releases light of how to do it. Application comes that invites a visitation from God. When you unlock something, God step in. He can't unlock it. Why? He gave you the key. Come to me. Let me reveal to you how to deal with this. Then I can come to your rescue. But if you don't unlock it, I can't come. There is a revelation of light for every struggle, every frustration, everything that's not working right in your life, your marriage, whatever it is. There's a revelation for it. There's a light that can change it all. Lord, show me the light. My church, your keys. Keys of revelation that unlock the mystery, the secret of what I need to do to get where I'm going. How can I get into my protection from Satan? The trap he got set for me. You go through that door of revelation. Don't you sometimes wonder why Christians all seem to be losing? And why it seems like Christians can't get that breakthrough as they should? Well, we'll find out tonight. That shall not be you. That shall not be you. John Gospel chapter 1. Now, you got to stay with me now. John Gospel chapter 1. You got revelation, light, keys, dominion. Genesis 1:28, when he started off, he started talking about dominion. He give you dominion. We lost the dominion. Jesus come back, give us key. The dominion key. You're a dominator. When you know revelation, give you light, give you instruction how to do it. You have to walk by faith, you know. In revelation, you can't, you got, for to follow revelation, you got to operate in faith. That which is not of faith is sin. So he got to give you a challenge where you can trust him. God about to bust the devil head in somebody's life tonight. I'm telling you, something about to be torn down in you tonight. Because you get a hold of these keys properly and know all I need is some light from heaven. And it's yours because he promised to give it to you. The Holy Spirit is a light giver. Now I want you to dance in the Spirit tonight with two words. Life and light. People have the life, but they don't have the light. Religion put the light out. Doctrine of men put the light out. They got the life, but they don't have the light. So the life without the light don't mean nothing. You can't unlock nothing. You can't see nothing. You in the dark. You in the dark trying to read scripture. And only the Holy Spirit can open the scriptures up and make them alive to you right now, today, present day moment. Give you victory. Once you learn this lesson, my church, your key, revelation, light. Once you learn this properly, and I'm going to teach it to you, you have no room to lose. You're so full of light. You see everything Satan trying. Every trap he's trying to say, that seed right there, go to your left. On that new car, what that thing you call it? What do you call that vision, son? Night vision. On that new car. I'm trying to find out all the ramifications of this thing. You got a button you could push. A man could be standing on a dark tree way, and he come out just as bright. There he is. That's the way you're going to see from now on. We're going to turn night vision on. Y'all with me? Yeah. See, what I mean by night vision, things that get dark, you still going to see your way. Now I'm saying this by permission. In the next 4 or 5 days, you're going to see something you never saw before. Because the Spirit, what? The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. Your keys, the keys belong to you. The key of light belong to you. The key of life belong to you. The key of victory belong to you. You are to never lose a battle again. Never, never. All you got to do is stop, say, Lord, show me the light. All right, let's go. John Gospel, chapter 1. The Lord said, he's taking the blindfold off of distress and stress. All stress and distress. As you make this discovery, you make a recovery from it. It will not rule your life anymore. It will not rule your life. Stress, distress will not rule your life anymore. You make it a discovery. When you make a discovery, you can make a recovery. You coming back into your original dominion. See, you're not just a church kid, you're a kingdom citizen. See, the church is in the kingdom. Remember what I said now. Move this thing back some. Remember what I said. Remember what the Spirit of God is saying now. We're going to read it. Many of you have come up on such a situation. You had the life, You have the scripture, you said your prayer, but you didn't get the light. Now I'm going to teach you how to get the light. You get the light on the situation, partner. Darkness got to leave. Darkness can't stay in the same place with light. Nothing in here, nothing by internet around the world that God can't handle. But he has to show you what you must do to set him free to do it for you. He said to that girl, one thing is needful, Luke 10:42. And she has chosen the good part that shall not be taken from her. She was getting light. John Gospel chapter 1 verse 4. In him was what? And the life was what? That is right there. See. See, people once think when they get the life is over. No. Your life is a lifetime of light. Beyond all darkness that may try to tear you down from the kingdom of darkness, your life has the capability of producing light. But if you don't know it, you're just trying to live the life, but you got to cry out for the light. I got the way to say it. The light turned the life on. The light turned the life on. The life is there, but it needs the revelation. It needs the light to turn it on that you can move in another dimension on Satan. Move in another dimension on that problem. Move in another dimension on that attack. Working from the rim of supernatural light. You see something, but the person next to you don't see it. They were not supposed to see it. It was for you. Let me try to give you an illustration. I don't see how she's making it. You can't see how she's making it. She's seen something else from God. You've seen her in the natural. She's looking in the spirit world. And the Lord, the step of a good woman is ordered by the Lord. He said, man, but he talked woman too. Thy word is a lamp to my feet, the light of my face. The entrance of God's word giveth light. Other words, you listening? In the light of revelation, you see heaven bargain. Heaven always got a bargain for you. Something that's going to make you come out better. But you just can't see in the life. You got to have the light. Come on now. I want you to read this verse with me. Come on. Come on. Wait a minute. Verse 4. In him was life. Come on. And the life was the light of men. Now watch it. Let me read this. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness can't put it out. When the problem came, the light shined and put the problem out. You're going into a dark room tonight and you get home. Just turn all the lights out. You're going in that room, you got a problem. I don't care how many times you've been in there. You got a problem. But you flip that light, you ain't got no problem because you can duck the obstacles. You're going to be from now on, you're going to be ducking the obstacles that come in your life to try. Ooh, I wish I was here. See, through revelation, oh my goodness. The night voice said that was the true light, which lighteth every man that comes into the world. Now, light is your guarantee for dominion in the world of darkness. And we know we're talking about light now. We're talking about revelation, and we're talking about keys, right? Light. Everybody say light.
Light.
We know we're talking about divine light, right?
Yes,
light will never lose in any conflict with darkness.
Wow.
Oh, y'all can't. Light will never lose. Revelation will never lose. The keys will never lose. The key can unlock everything God says yours. So if a battle come up, you know you need something, you can unlock it. Light will never lose in any conflict with darkness. Say that. And in him was life, and his life is the light of men. So I have the life and the light, but I got to keep the switch of the light turned on by revelation, by going to church more than once a week. And I'm not joking about this. We're going to need this. Now listen to this. Write this. When you are in possession of light, you are in command of all the forces of darkness. Thank you, Jesus. When you are in possession of revelation, when you know how to unlock the mystery of the situation, when you permit God to show you how to unlock the mystery of the situation, when you know how to use your key, you're in command of all the forces of darkness. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Good God. That's a mouthful, man. Turn to Daniel chapter 5. This is what's happened to Daniel. He was a man distinguished by light. What I say? Let's see what happened. Let's see what happened. Daniel. We're going to look at two verses. Your problem almost over, isn't it? So what you going to do tonight? Do it when you get in the car. Lord, give me light on this. Show me what to do about this. Show me what he promised to do it. You have the light. The light belongs to you. But the light does not come automatically. You have to want the light. First of all, you got to know what the light is. That's why I'm telling you, it's revelation. It's insight. It's illumination. Even come with the light instruction. Wait, I'm hearing something else. Confirmation. Confirmation come with the light. In other words, when you do it, it may look like nothing happening, but you already got confirmation. You got God's word alive as a rhema word in you, as spirit and life and light on the inside of you, assuring you that it's already done. Even your natural eyes can't see it, and your natural body can't feel it, but in your spirit you already have it because God says so. Can I get a loud amen on that? When you begin to live in the life and the light, know how to unlock mysteries, know how to use the keys of revelation, your days of losing is over. I don't know way I could describe this if you catch it on. It's like a gold rush. People look for gold, and all of a sudden, oh boy, go by there and find a whole pile of gold. Tonight in the spirit world, your treasures, there are treasures being unlocked right now. What is rightfully yours, you're going to know how to unlock it, child. Don't you tell me you wish you was at home. Now you'll be out your mind. You need to be under this. You need to hear this fresh and anew. Fresh and anew. Oh, my goodness. All right, Daniel, finally. This is what happened to Daniel. He was a man distinguished by light. And I'm saying that you're going to be men and women. You're going to be distinguished by light. You're going to know how to walk in the light. You're going to know how to walk in the light of revelation, of insight, of illumination, of divine answers, divine instruction, divine wisdom, divine understanding, divine knowledge. You do it. This is your season. This is the church hour, but the church must operate in power. She's not going to have an hour if she don't know how to operate in power. We can't keep singing the dumb song that we've been singing. Pat, we've got to get the Lord give us something new and fresh so we can have fresh oil and a fresh anointing. I'm tired of just a groove. I'm ready to move. I'm tired of just a sound. Pioneering into new territories. Take change. You got to change. God is gutting this church. This is his church. Kind of gross what I'm about to say, but my daddy never ate no animal with the gut in it. When I was a little boy, they come and hang them in a tree. They gut them for it. This church has to be gut. Some might come to say to me, Kotele Shikutara, Kosatalamasa, I can't go that way. Well, you got somebody going your way. But I want you to get in a position you can handle it yourself. I don't want you to have to depend on nobody. I don't want you to have to even depend on no agreement. I don't need nobody agreement. I got the word. I'm agreeing with the word. You're mature enough. You don't need to have to call nobody. Tell me, I want you to agree with me. Agree yourself. Be a man of light. Be a woman of light. Be one that God can talk to and show you things to come. Show you what's up the road. Show you the trap Satan has set. Show you need to cut that person loose. They're getting too close to you. They don't mean you no good. Expose. Psalm 110:2, you don't need to go there and write it down. He said, you rule in the midst of your enemy by walking in the light. Daniel 5. Amen. He was distinguished by light, right? I said he was distinguished by light. He was different by light. He moved in different levels by light. He got promotion by light. Same way you're going to get promotion, by light. Look at the person next to you and tell them, tonight is my promotion night. Five and 11. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Now, this is almost, I want to read this, and I want you to understand this is where you need to be. The king has trouble. The whole camp has trouble. But somebody said, there's a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy God. It was the spirit of God, you see, but they don't know no better, you see. And in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom. What? What is that? Light. Jesus. Light. What? Light and understanding and wisdom. They all run together. When light come, understanding say, I'll go with you. Wisdom say, I'm in on it. So the light produce understanding and wisdom from heaven. From, now, see, we get so horizontal, we can't go vertical, right? We're so horizontal, we don't understand vertical. It's vertical talk. We're not talking about natural understanding. We're not talking about natural wisdom. We're not talking about man wisdom. We're not talking about devilish wisdom, what Jam talked about. We're talking about supernatural, divine wisdom from God that give us understanding that passes understanding. You know, I give you an illustration of people who are contrary and you can't get them to flow like y'all flowing. It's almost like two sheep left in the slaughter yard, the other one got out. That's what I heard in the spirit. There are going to be some things that I'm not going to be able to speak in their lives. Things I'm not going to be able to do for them because they're disobedient. They won't even be able to hear my words. God, there's some things God's going to lock in me, belong to them, but he won't let it out. Disrespectful, dishonorable. They have to buck, pray for them. They got to look for who they're here. They need to buck tradition. I could pray for them, but it's not going to be as powerful as it should be. I'd just rather they leave the church than be responsible. I'd just rather for them to leave because I can't be responsible for hard-headed people, people who won't have their own way. I've spent ample time for this night. It's taken my life for this. I've been with God 6 or 7 hours a day. 6 or 7 hours a day for this. And you say, I'm not going to break my tradition? I just don't. Oh, my God. All right, my God, oh, Lord, help me. 5 and 11, help me, Jesus. There's a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy God, and in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom like the wisdom of God. When I say God, we found in him whom King neither thy father, the king, I say thy father made master of the magician, the astrologer, I guess so. Childean and soothsayer. He mastered them. Why? His information was greater than theirs. All right, go to the 14th verse. All right, goodness. King said, I've even heard of thee that the spirit of the God is in thee, or that the spirit of God is in thee, and that light. And that what? Light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. Now I say to you tonight, grab it. Because all that belong to you. All that belong to you. All that belong to you. God gave Daniel, listen, light, wisdom, and understanding. Watch what happened now. That placed him far above the musician, astrologer, Chaldean, soothsayer in the land, witches, warlocks. Call them what you want. Voodoo and hoodoo. Light. You ready? Watch what I'm about to say now. That light, the light of revelation, the keys, the mystery, unlock the mystery. That light announces you to the world and give you a place of greatness. What is it? It announces you to the world and give you a place of greatness. That light. He who walks in revelation walks in greatness. He keep good company, the Holy Spirit. Jesus. How wonderful it is when you know what to do. Every problem become a fake when you know what to do. Every problem become a lie when you know what to do. Light, understanding, and wisdom from heaven belong to me. I receive it now for all the affairs of my life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Problem solved.
Problem solved.
Psalm 119, 130. Psalm 119, 130. He's talked about the interest of thy word. Give us light. Give us understanding. Give us the answer. Give us revelation. Give us wisdom. Make my life worth some night, working in light. My life is no longer walking in darkness. Too many in the church walking in darkness, walking in frustration, walking in unforgiveness. They're offended about something. Come on, man. Come on. There's a better life. Come on. There's a better life than sin. There's a better life than flesh sin, perversion. There's a better life than that. I'm telling you, there's a better life. This life is way higher than what Satan offered you. Come on, man. You need light. You got to get where I don't want to do it. Ain't going to do it. Don't have to do it. Got power. I'm sure enough sanctified. The light of God have sanctified me. I'm holy because the Holy Ghost lives on the inside of me. I have my breakthrough now. Once I see the light, I unlock my breakthrough. I unlock my breakthrough by revelation, which give me light, give me understanding. And give me wisdom from God. Wisdom from heaven. So whatever I bound, is bound. So I think I'm going to lose some things. Lose my healing. Lose my money. Lose my family. Lose my children. Lose my grandchildren. Hey! I heard this. Get up off the bed and jump. Get up off the bed and jump. That's all I heard. Get up off the bed and jump. There you go, son. Get off the bed and jump. Don't be sitting on the bed now. It's time to jump. Hey. If you follow instruction, I'll hear more. Now, many streets of liberty have been opened in your name. Many streets of liberty have been opened in your name. Many streets of liberty where a street was blocked before and you couldn't get up the road. But he says many streets of liberty has been opened in your name. Freedom. Freedom. Where you never had freedom before. Now the enemy has been frustrating you, but God said now is your time to frustrate the enemy. With the light. With the light. Your frustration over, his just begun. People who walk in light can't walk in fear. They can't walk in worry. They can't walk in stress. They can't walk in defeat. Everything in the spirit world, everything that is not working is temporary. And it's about to move real soon. Oh my God, my God, my God, my God. You mean to tell me everything tonight in this place working against me is temporary and it's about to move real soon? Because God about to give me some light on it, how to deal with it supernaturally. You know, if God had to invent something just for you, he'll do it. You believe he'll do it? Just for you. I want you to make this statement with me. I'm trying to work in the spirit here. God's love is after me tonight. And I believe I'll let him catch up with me. My goodness. The entrance of God's word, you saw that? Gives light and understanding to the simple. I'm so glad. Now write these things down. When the word of God gains entrance in your heart, number one, understanding comes. And, now listen, watch this now. And when you understand, you are enlightened for dominion, ownership, possession, supreme authority, sovereignty. That woman operating in sovereignty, man. Things just happening for her. She naturally, she shouldn't be there. Naturally, he shouldn't be there. How you doing that? I'm a sign and a wonder to every preacher on earth, around the world, down yonder Darrow. This church is a sign and wonder to them. What are you doing? They asked my friend Jesse, what are you doing? Where are you going? Jesse, he's flying all over the world. That jet down to 2.2 million. We sent another million on it last week. Oh, I'm gonna break you. When you see me coming in here and doing this, that means it's all gone. It's over. Let me give you this again because you gotta hear this. You gotta get this slow and smooth. When the word of God gained entrance into your heart or your spirit or your life, understanding comes, all right? Now, this supernatural understanding. And when you understand, you are enlightened for dominion. And how enlightened you are determines the degree of dominion you will command. Now, this statement is so pertinent in the time we're living in of evil and darkness. The word said that, though. See, I don't get disturbed. The Bible said that. The Bible said it would legalize what spirits say are illegal. And the battle of the government will start taking place. Guess who's going to win? The battle of the government, the natural government and the supernatural government. We're supposed to be living under supernatural government. Calling things that be not as though they were, because you know they are. Because God's word says so. We don't live by facts. We live by truth. Truth overrule facts. Listen what this light do for you. You remember you see in him was life, and the light was the light of man, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not, couldn't stop it, couldn't put it out. I told you it's revelation. Light is revelation. Light is understanding. Divine understanding. Light is supernatural wisdom. The possession of light, or the possession of revelation, or the possession of keys is very crucial to us as believers in this world of darkness. Can I get agreement?
Amen.
We need it. Listen, we need it to disarm the forces of wickedness and establish our dominion. Good God Almighty. All of this happened through revelation. Flesh and blood. Opening text. Have not revealed this to you. The boy moved from opinion to dominion. He moved from action, can I have this, to taking it. The kingdom of heaven, when you got light, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. The violence take it by force. That light is a force. When you got a revelation and you're walking with God, that's a force that take you to another dimension. I'll give you two words. It can change your life, change your study, Bible study, and everything. Information, knowledge is something you know. Got it? And many people don't have that. But revelation gives you the ability to apply what you know. Light come, man. Light come. How I use this? How this work? Let me say it another way. The knowledge of what is available is information. But when you know what to do with what is available, that is revelation. Oh, man, come on. So many times, look at me, that's where we've been. We had the knowledge, but couldn't make the application, because to make the application, the life we have in us got to receive the light by revelation. Then we take the key, which is an invisible key, that unlocks spiritual things. Guess what? And Satan ain't got none. So once you unlock the door and go in it, Satan can't come. I also believe by the Spirit of God that A rhema word holds the volume of revelation. When a word of God, you give it enough time to come alive and show you what to do with it, and now you're not only a hearer of the word, but you're a doer of the word. And when you get in revelation, once you look in that mirror, you're not going to dress no different way. You're not going to leave without the armor of God on. Acts chapter 2. I'm going to find a jumping off place here. Acts chapter 2. Wow. 50 years of teaching here tonight. You've been in church a long time, but this will wind it up, brother. This will bring it out. All them scriptures you've studied, it'll bring it out. Now, Lord, give me light. Scripture by itself not going to work. Give me the light in the scripture. See, because he told you what's in the scripture. He told you what's in the scripture in John 6:63. The words I speak to you, they're spirit and life. When you hear life, the next thought could come to your mind is, for me to live this life, I need light. I need understanding. Are you getting it?
Yes, sir.
The worship trip?
Yes, sir.
Oh my God. From this night forward, whatever bastard spirit attack you, you ask God to give me light. I'm not a bastard. I'm a son. I'm a daughter of God. I don't supposed to be in this condition. Get this bastard hand off of me. He's claiming something that don't belong to him. I belong to you, God. Satan is a bastard. He's been disconnected from heaven. He's disconnected from God. I'm a son. He's already defeated. The cross is empty. The grave is empty. And the seat is full. The curtain has been torn in two. I can go and get revelation now. I don't have to talk to no man in no boot. I talk to God for myself. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Tell him what you need. God, give me light. I can't live this life without the light. I don't care how much I read. I don't care how much I pray. I don't care how much I pray. Light got to come in somewhere. I got to have some understanding. I got to have some wisdom, Lord. Show me who I need to get from around me. Show me who Satan using to mess my life up. Acting like they're my friend, but they're a carrier of information I don't even need to hear. Expose, remove, and replace people who are in my life that are not right. You full of joy. You've been to this service. You're full of joy. And then you get this phone call from this knucklehead and just snatch all the joy out of you. Tell my God, don't even say nothing. Just get enough nerve. Just get enough nerve. Stop. Say, God, you hung up on me? Yeah, I'm tired of you in that mess. Stop.
You'll find out that your friend, if they're your friend. You just got back home, you fresh and full of anointing, and the phone rang when you go through the door. I don't know who I'm talking to up in here. All right. That's enough. All right. Say this with me three times. Now I'm going to say it a different way. Your church, you're talking to him, my keys. You give them to me? You give them to me?
Your church,
my keys. You listening?
Yes, sir.
My keys make your church work in my life. My keys make your word work in my life. Make your commandment work in my life. Make your covenant work in my life. Make your kingdom. Those are kingdom keys, you know. Sit down a minute. Be a man or woman.